In America, the accepted wisdom about work seems to be that it stresses us out. But new research just published in the Journal of Science and Medicine shows that most men and women are less stressed out at work than they are at home, especially women. The study looked at levels of the stress hormone cortisol and recorded what study participants reported feeling.
Joining us now to talk about the findings is Bridget Schulte. She writes for the Washington Post newspaper and magazine and is the author of the book Overwhelmed: Work, Love, and Play When No One Has the Time. Bridget, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, so good to be here.
So this idea that maybe work is less stressful than being at home, for instance, has been out there for a while, but now we've got some hard science saying that it's true. Tell us more about the study and what it found.
Well, what's really interesting is that there was survey data done a couple years ago that had the same finding, that particularly women were more stressed out at home than at work. And at that time, the story in the media was, you know, working moms can't wait to get away from their kids. Aren't they terrible? And I remember seeing that at the time and thinking, that's crazy. Working moms are not trying to run away from their kids. They love their kids. It's just home is really tough. And so what for this study, the researchers did, they took cortisol data. So it wasn't a survey necessarily like the previous ones had been, but they took actual cortisol levels through the day of people at work and at home and found that physiological effect, that their stress levels for both men and women were higher at home and lower at work.
That's a big finding, isn't it? It sort of flies in the face of what we know or think we know about when we're relaxed. If we want to de-stress, we go home and we kick back. But now that's being turned on its head. What do you make of it?
It's really true. It really questions sort of our conventional wisdom, if you will, that home is the sacred haven. And honestly, the piece that I wrote for the Washington Post, to me, it's a real indication of how so much of our work life, our attitudes, our policies, our laws really haven't caught up with the way that we live. We still expect women to do everything at home, even though men, particularly younger men, are really taking up so much more than they ever have in the past. And yet our workplaces really expect us to work as if we didn't have children at all or families at all. There have been surveys that show we reward the people who stay the longest at work, whether they're doing the best work or not. And so we're in this sort of disconnect between what we're expected to do and how we really live. And that causes a lot of stress.
And how much of this could be tied in with multitasking? At work, you come in, you work your way through things with other adults who are able to take care of their own basic needs. You go home and maybe you're doing five or six things at once. Does that sort of thing come into it?
That's exactly right. You've really hit a very important point. When there have been time studies done on multitasking, you know, again, the conventional wisdom is that women do all this multitasking and they're just better at it. And that's really not true. You know, the idea that women's brains are wired for multitasking is really not true. Subsequent neuroscience has found there's more variation within a gender than there is across gender. So this is one big message. Women, you are not wired to multitask. All the good science out there shows that we really cannot pay attention to two important things at the same time without having some kind of deficit. And so what happens is at home, you know, if you are primarily responsible for everything, you are putting out 500 fires at once. And so it's not just multitasking. They call it role switching with what they call also task density. Everything that you do is important. You've got to get your kids fed. You've got to get them here. You've got to get them there. You've got to make sure the homework's done. You've got to make sure there's dinner. And then there's a work phone call. So you're constantly kind of switching back and forth with these different roles. And really, because it's still primarily a woman's job, it's incredibly stressful at home for a woman. People do multitask at work. Men tend to multitask more at work, but it's work stuff. So they're not role switching like women are at home.
And this isn't, though, just a man-woman thing, right? The women are more stressed out at home, but it sounds like the men are also stressed out.
Well, this was the interesting thing. They found that both men and women are more stressed at home than at work. But then when they did ask in survey data, well, how do you feel about it? What's your mood like? Men tended to be happier at home, sort of a little happier than women, at home than at work. But women were a lot happier at work. So that was a very interesting and sort of counterintuitive finding. But again, when you really think about it, it really isn't. You know, for a guy, you work really hard. You're expected to work really hard from the minute you, you know, graduate from high school or college, and you are in the workforce until you drop, pretty much. And so, of course, coming home is sort of a haven. And if you're sort of delegated to or helping, you're not kind of the one that's in charge. But for women, they're trying to compete in the workplace like a man, try to meet the same demands, and then they come home and they're still trying to do everything that their mothers did. So it's really not surprising that it's mothers need more help. They, you know, the way that that stuff is going right now is kind of unsustainable.
And I guess if you follow that strand, if we continue to have men picking up more and more of the domestic chores and running of a house, I guess we'd assume that their results would mirror women's. They would begin to be increasingly stressed at home and increasingly, you know, calmer at work.
Well, it's true. And yet, you know, and this is part of what I wrote about and really looked at in my book, which is why don't we look at workplace cultures? Why are we rewarding the people who come in early and stay late and don't take lunch and never take vacation? Why are we rewarding that worker when we're not even sure that they're doing the best work? You know, why do we reward hours over performance? And that's a huge question. Why do our workplace cultures still expect people to work as if they didn't have caregiving responsibilities? And not just young kids, but, you know, a growing number of people are going to be taking care of aging parents. And again, how about for people who don't have caregiving responsibilities? There's plenty of really great data about when you allow workers to work more flexibly, to have more autonomy, they're not only happier, they're more productive, and you have a better bottom line. So it's actually better for everyone if you really look at the workplace culture, focus on what the mission of the work is, and give your employees more autonomy to do a better job at it.
And so going back to the study, that there's another interesting aspect to this. You might think that if people were more stressed at home, they'd be, you know, just as stressed out on the weekends, but apparently that's not what researchers found. Can you take us through what happens on weekends?
Well, and that's the interesting thing, and that's why I think that really the message here is about the culture of our workplace. They found that all of that stress, all the juggle, all the craziness of the week, it disappeared on the weekend. People were not stressed out at home on the weekend. And I don't think that's surprising, you know, because I think that what's hard and what the study really captured was how hard it is to try to do it all. how both it's hard for women in particular, but women and men to kind of, quote unquote, have it all, to do good work and to still have time for your family. And on the weekends, when all you have is family, it's not as hard.
So it's not that people don't like their kids. It's that people don't like juggling their kids with everything else.
It's hard. Yeah, that's very stressful. It doesn't mean that you don't love them. It doesn't mean that you don't want to spend your time with them. It just means that all of those demands are very tough, and they're all competing for your time and attention all at the same time. It's just a very stressful experience. You know, again, and so what do you do about it? You really have to look at the workplace culture, and you know, really look at how we divide things up at home, and why, after women have been in the workplace for more than 40 years, why do we still expect them to be in charge of everything at home?
And what about income? Obviously, there's a huge range of jobs that people can do. They all pay differently. How does that factor into this?
Well, honestly, people who have income, who have resources, you know, if they're this stressed out, and the study was really, looked at, a lot of research tends to be on middle-class families. But if middle-class families are feeling that under stress, and they have resources, and they have education, and many of them have supportive family, supportive community, social supports, which all sorts of research shows really helps reduce stress, you can only imagine what that's like for people without that kind of, without those networks, without the resources, without the education. The stress is, you know, 10 and 20 times more. In fact, there was a recent study about all of that kind of chaos and how toxic that stress is for children. It actually physically changes their DNA.
We're talking right now about a new study that shows men and women are less stressed out at work than they are at home, at least on weekdays. Our guest is Bridget Schulte. She wrote about the study for the Washington Post, and she's also the author of the book Overwhelmed: Work, Love, and Play When No One Has the Time.
And we'd love to hear from you, your thoughts, your experiences. Does this sound like your life? Stressed out at home, zen at work? Why do you think that is? Is there a big time crunch? You get home from the workday, get dinner, get the kids ready for school the next day. Why are women especially stressed out at home during the work week? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post over at the Central Time Facebook page.
We're talking about a new study that shows men and women are less stressed out at work than they are at home. Our guest is Bridget Schulte. She wrote about the study for the Washington Post, and she's the author of the book Overwhelmed: Work, Love, and Play When No One Has the Time.
And you can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. Which is the more stressful part of your day, work or the time at home? Did something change at your workplace that made it easier or harder to juggle the balance between the two, more stressful or less stressful? What would you like to see change at your workplace or at home to maybe take some of that stress away? The study found women feel more stressed than men at home. Men, women, do you see it that way? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And we'll go to our callers now. We have Ginny with us from Highland. Hi, Ginny.
Hi.
What do you think of a study? Does it sound like your life?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, to a T. Yesterday, I just started a new job about a month ago for the state, and I really like my new job. And we're also trying to sell our house, and we're buying a new one at the same time, and it has been so stressful. And I really felt like I could sort of see it on my kids' faces that they were, you know, they were getting stressed out too. And so yesterday, I talked to my boss, and I told her that I really needed to take half of a day. I really needed to just be with my kids because I felt like they needed me, and my boss luckily was very understanding, and I was really thankful for that. So right. I feel fortunate, I guess, that I'm in a situation like that.
So you're juggling a move and on top of everything, but you do have a flexible boss. Do you think that makes a big difference?
Oh, completely. I mean, in jobs past, I can remember, like, you know, if you're sick or you feel like you need to leave for a dentist appointment or something in jobs past, you just sort of dreaded that moment when you had to ask to go because you felt like you were, I don't know, putting more work on other people, or you just weren't, or it just isn't allowed, or you're not supposed to. I mean, it's difficult.
Right. Well, thank you so much for calling, and good luck with your move, Ginny. I appreciate that perspective. Bridget, what do you think about the way that Ginny's sort of navigating the waters for herself?
Well, you know, one of the things that really struck me is that she has an understanding boss. She has an understanding and supportive work environment. And I'll tell you that there's plenty of research out there that shows that one really clear way to reduce stress, to reduce that sense of stress both at work and home, is to have a supportive supervisor, a supportive workplace that understands that you have caregiving responsibilities and values you. So that's actually really wonderful to hear, because in a lot of the reporting that I've done, depending upon the story, there's really great managers out there. There's wonderful companies doing really interesting things. And there are some that really are not and kind of stuck back in the 1950s. So that's wonderful that she has that supportive environment.
Okay, appreciate that call, Ginny. And Bridget, right before we went to our headlines, you said something alarming about stress levels being something that can change your DNA. How does that work?
That's right. They're finding particularly, and this is why these cortisol studies are so important. We're discovering that, you know, the body is wired for some stress. That's really how we evolved. You know, when we were out, caveman times or whatever, and you saw a tiger, you had to have that fight or flight response and run to get back to the safety of your cave. And then after a while, you'd calm down and, you know, your blood pressure would fall and your heart rate would stop and the blood and oxygen would flow back to your muscles. That kind of stress and release is very, it's very normal. But what's happening in our kind of modern era, particularly with this sense of being overwhelmed all the time, we're in this constant bath of cortisol. And researchers have found that that's bad for our health. It breaks down our organs after a while. It can lead to all sorts of illness and disease, like diabetes, cardiovascular disease, high blood pressure, you know, even inflammation and cancer. And what they're finding is that stress, that cortisol, it works like a contagion, that if you come home and you're completely stressed out, they call it work spillover, that you can bring that cortisol level to everybody else in the house.
Wow.
And they've measured it, and it can even pass like a virus to your kids. And what's troubling about that is that high levels of stress really actually can change the DNA in your child. And so that's why all of this stuff is really important. Getting, you know, people talk about work-life balance and sort of roll their eyes. But getting this right, you know, really working to understand what working families really, what their lives are really like and what our work and home lives, you know, need to be like to support that. It's really, it's important.
We've got some great reasons to work on our stress levels. Let's go back to our callers. We've got full phone lines. Jason is with us next from Watertown. Hi, Jason.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. What do you make of all this?
Well, I think I'm more stressed at home, but not necessarily for the reasons you guys have said.
Okay, what are your reasons?
Well, I think when I'm at home, I'm more like aware of all the debt and more of like my position in life, whereas when I'm at work, I feel like I'm making progress and moving forward and, you know, making money and, you know, just moving forward mostly, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like you're in action and you're working to bring home money to support yourself. When you're at home, sounds like you're thinking more about the things that are worrying you.
Yeah, yeah, and it feels like every dollar I spend when I'm not working, you know, is just more and more, you know, into the negative and everything. And I don't know, I guess that's more stressful to me than the actual work itself or the tasks at home, you know?
Yeah, all right, well, thank you so much for calling with your thoughts, Jason. Bridget, what strikes you about that?
Well, there's two things that really strike me about that. We talked a little bit earlier about what the report found in the difference between the stress levels for, say, high-income workers and low-income workers. And it was, you know, what Jason was saying is really what they found, that for folks with, you know, maybe on the lower end of the socioeconomic spectrum or maybe not at the CEO level, they were much less stressed out at work. That they did. They had that sense of accomplishment, of moving forward. They were less stressed and happier, whereas those with really high incomes were much more stressed out at work and happier at home. That was sort of, they were sort of the only outlier, the only group that felt happier and less stressed out at home. So that's one thing, that when you are, you know, the high-income, high-professional jobs, I think the sense of responsibility and stress at work seems to be very overpowering. But the other thing that struck me about what Jason was saying is, you know, when you look at economic trends in this country, our productivity has continued to increase throughout the years, really on an upward swing, and yet wages have stagnated. Real wages have stagnated since the 1970s. So a lot of people who are not at that C-suite level are really feeling the pinch because costs continue to rise. You know, our demands at work continue to rise, our productivity rises, and yet the wages have not kept up with that. And that's very stressful for a lot of Americans.
Well, I appreciate Jason's call. And we're going to go next to Greg. And you can join Greg at 800-642-1234. Does this sound like your life? Are you more stressed out at home than you are at work? And why do you think that is? Have you found ways to fight the stress? What do you think maybe needs to change at a societal level so that people can be calm at work and at home? 800-642-1234. Greg, hi. You're on Central Time.
How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Stress-free.
What's your secret?
Well, you know, I'm in retail sales. I've been in retail sales management for probably 30 years, and I learned through a lot of different seminars and really successful people in the business to just keep a positive mental attitude as you're going to work. Just kind of let what's happening at home go and go to work and hit the figures that you're supposed to hit. And if you don't, you know, always tell your people, well, we'll get it tomorrow. And then when I go home, I leave work at work. And me and my wife, you know, she's been a great supporter, and we're a great supporter of each other. So basically we just help each other to de-stress from all work and home just by talking to each other and being really good friends. And maybe I'm a, you know, exception to the rule, but that's always worked for us.
All right. Well, thanks for the advice, Greg. And Greg is relying on his partner. It sounds like they've got a real partnership going on. Also advising people to stay positive and leave work at work. What do you think about that prescription, Bridget?
Oh, I think that Greg is really smart. He's really right on. It's really interesting that there's been new research as well about the very thing that he talked about. He talked about keeping a positive mood and not setting unrealistic expectations, that sometimes some of that stress comes from really unrealistic expectations that maybe our workplaces or we ourselves put on ourselves. And in sometimes just sort of accepting the way things are is really the first step toward mental health. You know, good enough is the new perfect, so to speak. But the other thing, when he talked about having the positive attitude, there's new science that is very interesting, that it finds that when we have the perception that we're stressed out and we have the perception that stress is bad for us, it actually is. And when we may be going through stressful events but don't have the perception that we're stressed out or aren't worried about it, it actually doesn't bother, it doesn't hurt us as much. So your attitude is really powerful.
So stress can be a mind game that maybe we can influence one way or another.
It's true. It's true. It's probably the one thing that we truly can control is the way we think about things.
Well, we got to leave it there. Bridget, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
We've been talking to Bridget Schulte. She writes for The Washington Post and The Washington Post Magazine. She's the author of the book Overwhelmed: Work, Love, and Play When No One Has the Time.